And welcome to Food for Thought. I'm Dee Anderson.
And I'm Laura Mangone.
And Rob Bell.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
So we were just talking before the show. You know, this is a national show, so we try to not to focus on too much on local locations. But this is one of our favorite places, and I mean, it was my
favorite. The best food in the area.
Breaking news.
I think too.
Breaking news.
Yeah.
So the Golden Pheasant in Irwinna, Pennsylvania, is closing their doors after 35 years.
Yeah.
And
it was a lovely notification that they put out, which just mentioned, you know, they had a passing and the family who was, you know, the mother. And
was it the mother?
Yeah, it was her mother.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
But those, did you see the picture? Those are her sisters.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's like four or five sisters.
Of course, we did a review of this restaurant.
It's
in the archives.
We've both been there many times. It was like our go-to place. I've spent many birthday there, my mom's birthday, lots of celebrations held there. And you know, the notification that they put out was really lovely in that she said, you know, after the passing of the matriarch of their family, they really want to start realigning their life and what they want to focus on and family. And, you know, running a business, as we all know, is extremely difficult. So they want to redirect their efforts.
It's a beautiful building, beautiful location.
It's gorgeous. I wonder if they have somebody that's already, you know.
I don't know, but if it is for sale, anybody listening in, you know, any rich dudes or dudettes in Manhattan, that's
or Philadelphia.
Or Philadelphia, that's who's going to buy
it.
But I wanted to, you know, I've had a couple of clients say to me that they were sort of unimpressed with their menu.
Really?
And they said, you know, it's just so simple and they never change it. And I don't know.
That's what I like about it.
Because you remember the tasting we had there and their charcuterie plate.
It's gorgeous.
Amazing.
And delicious.
And they do all of their own
curing
everything. Mm-hmm. The beet hummus we had.
Yeah,
I remember loving that. I don't remember much else, but
and I think their specials. I mean, I think they had some pretty. Well, you're pulling up their menu, are you?
Yeah,
I know they had some specials all the time that were pretty. You know, would use more interesting ingredients and whatnot, but I think everything they did was really well done.
So they have a traditional charcuterie plate with pheasant pâté, shaved prosciutto. Mortadella head cheese, which they make too.
Right. Yeah, they make everything.
They make everything. Duck liver mousse, pork jowls, salami. So, I mean, I just like that it's sort of it's classic and they're adventurous. They would be including the pork jowls in their charcuterie plate, not by having some sort of, you know, multi-layered, you know, overly sculpted new age ingredients. They're just not like that. But roasted escargot, crab cakes, Prince Edward mussels with a saffron broth. I mean, I can see
which I've had many times. Really good.
I can see how people would sort of be ho-hum, I guess, with this menu. But I just always thought,
hey, if it works, it works. Why change it?
Well, I think it's just also because I over the years have gravitated toward less is more.
Right.
And, you know, Michelin rated doesn't do it for me. Mm-hmm. You know, Gabrielle Hamilton and Prune, they only garnish things with lemon and parsley. You know, they just are not going to buy into the trends.
Right.
And it's classic with some little twists. Mm-hmm. But I was
maybe
very
we should try to go again before. I think they said it was June 10th.
Is it June 10th or June 2nd?
I'll have to look.
I thought it was June 1st.
Yeah, so we
probably
hurry up.
Oh.
Yeah, we
could try.
Up. I'm probably going to go tomorrow night. I think after work. But we wish them well, and
If anybody's interested in a really beautiful property.
Gorgeous property.
Right on the Delaware River. They have
it's a B&B, so they I think they have four rooms.
Four or five rooms.
They're right
beautiful outdoor seating.
I think they rebuilt that bridge too, didn't they recently?
Yeah.
They did. And it overlooks the Delaware River on the one side. And on the outdoor seating side, it's right on the canal.
Yeah.
So it's just...
It's surrounded by water, it's basically.
Really cool. I just hope that somebody really cool buys it.
I know.
Because it always makes me nervous.
I know.
And the Sandcastle Winery is right there, too.
Sandcastle Winery. I mean, it's definitely...
Oh, that's right. It's kind of above it, right?
Yeah. Sandcastle's directly above it.
Uh-huh.
On the top of the hill.
You've got wineries nearby. You've got New Hope, Stockton, Lambertville nearby, so it's definitely worth, even if you're listening from some other part in the country.
Right.
Got to check it out, especially if you
I was sorry to hear that, but completely can appreciate it as someone who is hopefully moving on to bigger pastures after a restaurant.
I'm seeing this ingredient more and more, and I think I know what it is, but you have to remind me. I think it's a Korean paste, but... Gochujang?
It's that paste. Yeah.
But what is the base of the paste?
I think it's soy. I think it's
almost like a miso.
It's like a miso, but it has all those spices in it.
Oh, additional spices.
Yeah.
I've been seeing it all over. It's like the popular ingredient du jour.
Mm-hmm.
Braised Joe Jurgelwitz and Sons roast duck breast.
Mm-hmm.
Sauteed haricot vert, roasted water chestnuts, and a Swedish lingonberry teriyaki. Ooh, teriyaki.
Cherries and teriyaki.
Yeah, I think I have to steal that. Teriyaki.
That sounds really good.
And it probably is pretty.
It's probably very, very red and pretty.
I'm stealing it. I love that.
Yeah.
Stealing things.
Cowboy what did you just tell? You just told me last week you were going to steal something.
I know. I forget. Oh, what was it? I was like, I'm totally stealing that. Oh, I can't remember. But anyway, I came across a site. Now, I've been getting Facebook notifications from this page for forever.
Right.
And I think they're sponsored because I realized I had never liked the page until today. Mm-hmm. So it must be a sponsored post,
right?
Why it keeps showing up in my feed.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Food 52, which is, you've heard of?
Yes.
I mean, I remember seeing their posts. I was
reading,
but I never went to the page and liked it. They were hiring for some kind of writing position for the food content on the website. And I thought,
I
sent them a writing sample. Well, it wasn't really. I mean, it was.
Good. You write beautifully.
Well, I only have two. I had two published articles. Now, they're in a nano paper, you know, in Manhattan. But still, it's still on the rock in Manhattan.
Right.
And in a swanky part of town.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't send that because all they asked for was an email. Like, if you were to promote, you'd be sending out an email on one of the products on our site.
So you're like auditioning for this item to me.
What would the subject be? What would your headline be?
Mm-hmm.
So I looked in the different writing that's throughout the site, and it is very kind of millennial, upbeat, sassy, you know, kind of style.
Adjective rich.
Adjective rich, but not. They use a lot of trendy words, like not quite. You know, if the grammar police were to go to this site, they'd have
Wouldn't
a problem. But I like that style of writing. That's a little bit offbeat.
Okay.
And so I sent this email, and it was in regard. I just looked up one of their recipes on the site.
Mm-hmm.
I had never heard of this, and I'm so excited to try it.
No, this recipe?
This one.
Because this sounds interesting.
Yeah, I'll talk about this one in a second, but it was another version of hummus.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of the tahini,
mm-hmm.
it's butter.
Interesting.
And so the guy...
But still chickpeas, lemon, you know, just traditional hummus?
Everything else is the same except that the garlic is sautéed in the butter.
Okay.
So lightly sautéed.
But butter heavy, not just...
Butter heavy.
Right.
And then that hot butter is poured in with the Cuisinart. And I'd like to try it. The theory was, now the guy who wrote this said, I'd like to say that, you know, I was looking in my refrigerator and... Is that your phone? And, you know, realized I was out of tahini.
It's your phone.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. That I was looking for, I realized I was out of tahini, and I saw the butter, and I thought,
I decided, let's try this.
Tahini's mostly fat, so let's try the butter. But he didn't do that. He was actually sitting on the subway thinking of how to incorporate more butter into things.
Okay.
And then, so lo and behold, he looks it up, and I've done this before, too. Mm-hmm. I think I'm the big, like, light bulb moment.
Right.
I discovered this.
Right.
Like,
no one has ever put sesame seeds on the outside.
I discovered feng shui. Okay. Right. You know, meanwhile, okay. It's like everybody else. But so, he was just thinking about how I could use more butter in things. And so what you're left with now, when you remove the tahini and you substitute butter, okay, and you're thinking fat, but there's also with tahini, of course, there's the nuttiness flavor and also a little bit of the bitterness.
I rarely use tahini when I make it.
What do you use?
I don't put tahini in it.
I sometimes put
chickpeas, olive oil, garlic, lemon juice.
Really?
Yeah.
I will sometimes, for a lower fat version, I'll use like a tablespoon of sesame oil instead of tahini, and it gives that nutty flavor.
I've never put tahini in it once, and it is
sure
negligible.
Enough, this guy looks, you know, he starts researching it, and it's a thing.
Huh.
It's a thing in, there's a Turkish chef who, with a restaurant in Turkey, who actually...
This is
how he makes it. And they actually serve it, they put it in a broiler. And so they serve it hot.
Oh, that would be delicious.
But this guy thought, well, I just want this to be easy. So I want to try both ways.
Yeah.
So I love when I discover things that I've never heard of. And here's another one. Not that I've never heard of stuffed chicken wings, but... Mm-hmm.
I never heard of that. How do you stuff a chicken wing?
Well, I'm about to tell you.
You bone it.
Debone it, I guess.
Okay. Debone it.
Well, you debone it. So you take the skin and you kind of peel it
down. Pull it back.
And so then you remove the
I've done
bones.
It.
You have done it?
I have done
never
it.
Deboned a chicken wing.
Wait, Why? Keep going.
So does the meat...
How do you seal it up?
You fill it with the pastry bag where the bone was, and then you can put a little toothpick at the ends of it just to hold it. You do it from the...
So that'll work with the...
The small side joint, of the bone to the large ends of the bone. You with me?
So you leave the... You leave the little wingette. You leave the little.
That'll work with the wingette.
No. Well,
that's what this.
The drumstick you can't do that with.
Okay.
So you've.
I've done both sections, but no wingette. So I have the forearm and the elbow connection.
I like the aesthetic of the wing.
I don't see how you could do the drum.
So you pull back the mic. You leave it intact, and so then when you. You pull the skin back over the chicken that's in there, and now there's a lot of extra room because there's no
bone. Right.
So then you can fill it with stuff. Now
that's crazy. What a lot of work.
It's delicious though.
Yeah.
So it at school we had to debone a chicken, completely debone a chicken, but keep it intact.
Right.
Which is quite a challenge.
You need a very specialty knife.
You have one slit down the back of it. That's it.
Now, what is that called? Chicken in that form? Come on, culinary school grad.
I know, I can't remember.
I'm sure it's a French word.
It's on the tip of my tongue, too. But I can't remember. It's very French, because the French like things to be difficult as possible. But anyway,
filet.
Can I read the filling for this amazing stuffed chicken wing?
We have 2 minutes, so if you want to do a quick.
Okay. Basically, it's Hmong styled stuffed chicken wings with fish sauce caramel. mm-hmm. which also that kind of intrigued me, the way they worded that. Mm-hmm. Stuffed with ground pork and vermicelli noodles and then finished with a spicy fish sauce caramel.
Which I'm assuming is just reduced fish sauce with
it's
broth
fish
or
sauce with brown sugar.
Okay.
And
sounds delicious.
I like the pasta in there.
Yeah, it doesn't need pasta.
Seems odd. The pork, the seasoned pork sounds delish.
Yeah, but I guess it's some more texture and contrast. Umami packed. What is umami?
Umami is when used as a verb, it's like when something has like unguousness.
Okay. And full of,
you know, full bodied fills your mouth.
Full of salty, sweet, sour, and spicy flavors. These wings are special enough to be a main course on their own. The deboning of the chicken will be the most difficult part, but if you can get your butcher or a chef friend to help you out, it's well worth the effort.
I'm thinking any butcher would be like, what?
Yeah, right. I know. I could
can you imagine asking
Vito?
Paul, yeah. The butcher in Clinton? He'd throw you out of his shop.
$10 a pound.
Could you
Yeah.
We should include that link on the promo.
Okay, so we're almost out of time. When we come back,
I have some healthy recipes.
Laura's got some healthy recipes
to share.
I also need some advice for a catering job I have this weekend.
Okay.
Which is a Philly block party theme. Okay, we'll be right back.
When I say Italy, what comes to mind?
Venice. Capri. Oh my gosh, Capri was marvelous.
The views, the cliffside views, or traveling to Sorrento. Pirello
tours. Oh, Pirello tours, for sure.
Pirello.
Hi, I'm Steve Pirello of Pirello Tours. With over 70 years of tour experience to Italy, it's no wonder Pirello Tours is synonymous with travel to Italy.
I think of the culture.
And to walk up to certain areas and touch a wall and think, well, this wall's like 3,000 years old.
Being on a Pirello tour on our anniversary was better than anything I can remember ever on an anniversary.
I personally approve every itinerary to ensure a stress-free, once-in-a-lifetime vacation.
Salute!
Call now for your free insider's guide to Pirillo's Italy. Call in the next 30 minutes and qualify for a $100 gift card when you travel with us. Call 800-675-3491, 800-675-3491, 800-675-3491.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
I owed the IRS $20,000.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay. If you received a letter from the IRS or have not filed your tax returns, don't try to fight the IRS alone.
We couldn't sleep. We owed too much.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is powerful. They can garnish your wages and take your property. Call Good Friend Group Tax Relief Experts. Our agents can help you resolve your tax debt, usually for much less than you owe.
We were being audited. I called and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I qualified for the Fresh Start program. I paid less than I owed.
Call Good Friend Group Tax Relief Experts.
800-354-6718.
Together, we can get the IRS off your back and reduce or eliminate your tax problem once and for all. Call Good Friend Group Tax Relief Experts. Your good friends for tax relief.
800-354-6718. 800-354-6718. 800-354-6718.
And we're back to Food for Thought.
Hey, listen, I just want to mention, I looked it up, and we were at the Golden Pheasant on September 23rd, 2016.
Wow. Was it that 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Isn't that...
That's amazing.
How quickly time flies.
But it seems like it was, I remember, like almost everything we ate.
What was an addition to
Isn't it strange? I can remember stuff when it's pertaining to food. I can remember what I ate, where we were, who was there, who ordered what.
So what did we have?
But I can't remember like what I did 3 days ago.
Or
what you had for breakfast.
Exactly.
So just a real quick for this recipe, the hamong, H-M-O-N-G, which is like a southern part of China and Vietnam and one other place in the Asian neck of the woods.
So I'd like to know what the seasonings are in the pork with the vermicelli.
So It's ground pork, one medium carrot, shredded or thinly julienned, four scallions chiffonade, 3 cups green cabbage leaves chiffonade. This is also not fair.
So it's basically what's in an egg roll, right? Cabbage, carrots, scallions.
Mushrooms, oyster sauce, soy sauce, fish sauce, brown sugar, cilantro leaves, garlic.
It's pretty much basic filling that you would put in a vegetable dumpling.
Roasted salted peanuts for the top. I would like to try it, but if you go to Food 52 and look up Hmong, H-M-O-N-G style stuffed chicken wings with fish sauce, caramel, you will get the recipe.
So I'm curious, have you heard back from them? You submitted your sample?
I just sent it this morning.
Oh, okay.
What I think I'm going to try to do is I'm going to try to see if I can do some free articles for food publications. Mm-hmm. And basically all that is, you know, you send something, if they think it's worthy, they edit it.
Right.
And you have to be okay with the edits, and then they publish it. Mm-hmm. And if I were to be able to do a half a dozen of those for free, obviously, since I don't have the background,
right,
and then maybe I'd have a body of work that I could submit to people and say,
right,
like my friend Liz, she writes, but she's a professional writer. But the one thing I did learn, and I learned this from my friend Tim, he wrote a book and had it published, you know, he didn't self-publish, a real publishing company. I can't remember which one,
right.
Bantam or I forget. And his writer friend, John, you'll know him, Princeton writer, his name will come to me. He's an accomplished author.
Right.
Not super, super famous, but has had some, you know, published many books.
Right.
And he said to him, you don't have to have a writing background. You don't have to be the best writer in the world to write and to write a successful publication, a book, a novel, whatever. And he said his advice to him was to write the way you speak.
Right.
So and don't use vocabulary words that just because you know the meaning of them, if you don't use that word in your everyday speech.
John McPhee?
McPhee, yeah. Then don't use it because it's not going to flow right with your writing. And then another guy, I mean, there's been a couple of authors with absolutely no writing background, like the guy who wrote the one, Yes, Chef. And if you read that writing, again, if the grammar police were to pick it apart, it's very imperfect.
Right.
But of course, it's got enough polish to it that, you know, it sounds intelligent and entertaining.
Yeah, and if you have a passion about something and you've educated, you know, you know this topic.
And I want to get away from, like, deboning chicken, okay? I'm sick of food. Okay. I really am. I think I'm sick of...
You can't say that. You're sick of preparing it, but if you want to talk, you still want to talk about it.
I'm thinking about my segue. Is my segue going to be going into corporate dining and sort of selling my soul for, you know, boring food?
For Sodexo?
For Sodexo or one of those companies.
Right.
But, or wouldn't it be nice to... I mean, my friend Liz writes a couple articles a week and makes a few bucks, you know?
Right.
So it would be a nice maybe supplemental income, but we'll find out.
Right.
So I guess and the only reason I was doing things like this, and lately I'm feeling really desperate.
Oh.
Really desperate because I lost a couple of clients. Not through my fault. I mean, one got divorced and one just sort of flaked out. They were the flakiest family I've ever worked for.
Right.
And I knew they were always on again, off again. It seems it's off again and it might be for good. So these are my bread and butter people, you know, so freaking out. But what I'm realizing is from desperation, sometimes that's when good
sprouts
things happen.
Sprouts ingenuity.
You start to think about things that you
did. Different paths.
Different paths. Like, maybe I'll do that, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Absolutely.
So tell me about, I'm going to talk about my unhealthy ridiculously unhealthy Philly food.
Well, speaking of unhealthy, this evening I'm going with a bunch of girlfriends to Harold's New York Deli, which is in Edison, which is like a Carnegie Deli / Katz kind of deli. They make those sandwiches.
Giant,
you know, like ginormous. Six people can eat from one sandwich. So
have you made up your mind what you're going to have?
I mean, we're going to be seven. I think we're seven or eight people. So we'll probably get, you know, a lot.
The pastrami.
I'm sure we'll have pastrami. I'm sure we'll have corned beef. They have a giant pickle bar. They have really good coleslaw.
You know what you should do?
They have matzo ball, chicken matzo ball soup, and the matzo ball, literally, one of my friends texted this morning, it's the size of a toddler's head. Like, it's literally...
Okay. But that's those kind of mega portions, sometimes I get a little bit...
Yeah, they're disgusting. They are completely disgusting. But like, we're eight
who
women.
Can eat
we're
that?
Eight people. So
that's
we're going
to
be splitting.
To do. Everybody's going to split.
Yeah.
So make sure that everybody gets a different sandwich and have them all cut up into seven pieces so that you can all have everything. And I'll live vicariously through you because you know I don't eat that.
Eat that stuff.
Okay,
you can do it without the bread.
that's a thought.
I'm looking forward to the pickle bar. They have like a million different, and I love pickled tomatoes. Can't really find those everywhere except in a Jewish deli. Really excited. Anyway,
it's gonna be good.
So that'll be the unhealthy. But
tell me about your healthy.
My normal life, 2 days ago I made something that was really delicious. It was almost like an eggplant Napoleon, but it was eggplant that was just roasted, little salt and pepper. I didn't even put oil on it. Portobello mushrooms, roasted, just a little salt and pepper. Chicken breasts that I just seasoned and sauteed really quickly. No fat, no anything. Mm-hmm. And I layered it with a little bit of Parmesan cheese and a little bit of marinara, but like a tablespoon, like nothing more than just moistening it. So it was chicken, portobello, eggplant. With the cheese and the marinara. It was the most delicious little bundle I had ever eaten.
I love those things. And actually, I do that eggplant Parmesan. It's virtually fat-free, but what I do is I dry roast them just like you do.
Yeah.
Get rid of that fat.
Yeah.
Because I don't feel that fat is really necessary.
Yeah, I never, when I make my eggplant parm, same thing. I roast it. I just roast it. I'm basically softening it. And that's it.
Right. And getting the
and
little charry.
Just with marinara and Parmesan.
Flavor. And then the Parmesan is the best bang for your buck for calories because it's really super low in fat.
Yes.
You can almost, if you use a tablespoon, I think it's like 2 grams of fat or something like that. And I don't miss the breadcrumbs. I don't miss
the fried part.
I don't miss the mozzarella cheese even.
No, I don't.
Because the parm gives it the flavor.
Mm-hmm.
I think parm and Romano. Feta,
mm-hmm. Love cheese.
Gorgonzola. Parm is the best for low fat. Mm-hmm. The others have more fat, but they're so strong that you don't need to add a lot of it
exactly.
to jazz up a dish. You could put a teaspoon and it's going to add like bang a flavor.
Completely agree.
So, and my eggplant, I did a calorie analysis of my little eggplant thing.
Yeah.
With three big slices of eggplant and the tomato sauce and everything, it's like 150 calories.
Yeah.
And you eat it and you're full.
Right. And if you're putting it on the Noom thing, it's a vegetable.
Right.
Even though it's got cheese, even though it's like becomes negligible.
And you are the one that now, because of Laura, I know
what I do,
because Laura said I could. What? I never peel my eggplant anymore.
No, that's
ever.
The best part of it. And I'm allergic to it. I mean, I get a reaction. Like, I should be peeling it because the skin is where the majority
but
of the...
that's how much you like
but
it.
That's how much I like it. I will sacrifice my health and well-being because
it's
like so good.
I just like the texture and
I love
the
everything
bitterness
about
of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just... I love
my
it.
My mom
but then
never
some people,
peeled it.
Some
ever.
People are horrified. But I do it. I used to... For eggplant parm, like I described, I would never peel it because that's part of appeal.
I mean,
it's the aesthetic. You see that black
love it.
Layer. But I used to always peel it for a caponata.
Nope.
And never, you told that, me. And, no. And now every time I make caponata, I'm like, thank you, Laura.
Yeah.
Because I don't need to do that anymore.
I love it. That's good.
It's really good. All right. So any other healthy recipes you've got?
You know, I've been sort of getting, I'm kind of in a rut, although, and I keep asking Mario, are you sure you're not eating this stuff? Because I kind of have been making the same things over and over again.
I do that. I stick with the things I like.
I whenever there's turkey breasts on sale, I buy turkey breasts, and then I end up grinding them up to like make a chili with it, with lots of vegetables aside from, you know, onions and garlic and peppers. I'll throw zucchini in it. I'll throw mushrooms in it. So it's sort of a combination of ratatouille and chili. Mm-hmm. And I'll either season it either way, either like ratatouille and I'll put thyme and oregano and more marinara in it, or I'll make it like I'm making chili and I'll put cumin and chili
powder. Are you doing any carbs? I did a new one vegetarian dish for my client. She really liked it. But are you doing potatoes at all?
I am, but in those dishes I wouldn't. I don't bother. I might throw some beans in it.
Here's the one that just, it's worth it just to have a little bit of the potato, because that flavor and texture goes a long way. Mm-hmm. But I did a Moroccan cauliflower and sweet potato. I guess you could call it it's not stacked that much, but
right.
So the sauce on the bottom of the pan is basically like, I would do like a basic marinara, maybe get rid of the Italian seasoning and put in something that's going to complement the cauliflower, which I cut like a steak slice of,
yep.
You know, like all the way through.
Uh-huh.
A nice big one.
Right.
And then, but
like what? Like cumin or allspice?
So on the vegetable itself and on the sweet potato,
right.
I generously season it with, let's say, cumin and coriander.
Okay.
And with this, I do use a little bit of oil because I think it just adds to it a little bit.
Right.
And it's also nicer when you brush it lightly with oil, and then the spices tend to adhere nicely and more uniform. So roast those into in the oven so they're nice and roasty. And then in the tomato product, the tomato sauce, I'll do another compliment. I'm trying to be Moroccan, so a little bit of cinnamon.
Right.
Allspice, something like that. Not to knock you over the head
aromatic.
With that, but just that je ne sais quoi. You should not quite take a bite and you don't say, wow, cinnamon. You just wonder what it is.
Right.
And then you put the sweet potato as the base, and then you put the cauliflower steak on top, and a little more tomato sauce and sprinkle with feta cheese.
That's
and then
good.
Bake it again just until it's...
That sounds really good.
It's really good.
It's like a
really
cauliflower
good.
Steak.
It's like a cauliflower steak, yeah.
That sounds good.
I mean, I've been lately trying to eat a little more vegetarian. I mean, I'm just... Mm-hmm. I'm trying to do that. What is it where you lessen your carbon footprint by just not eating so much chicken and meat? And I can do it. I can do a couple meals a day. I'd like to have a little bit of other sources of protein, but
I can't do what I think about when we were, oh my gosh, when we went to Sprig and Vine, not when we just were there to review, but when we went to have lunch. I was like, this is really good. It just would be really so much better with some
meat.
Chicken in it.
I know.
Some beef.
I know. It's hard for me to think vegetarian. It's not so hard to just have two meals a day be vegetarian.
Yeah. No, I could totally do that.
Lunch. As Absolutely. If I ever eat three meals a day, but I don't. what was that? Laura just, okay. Never mind. I know, we got a minute and a half. So any other... we're running out of time.
I want to hear about your, when we come back, let's talk about your Philadelphia.
We'll talk about my Philly block party theme
like
this weekend.
Street fair food?
Yeah.
Kind of?
Like, yeah. It's all going to be very adorable. Mm-hmm. Easy breezy.
And what's the event?
What?
What is the occasion for the client?
It's just a bunch of friends coming in from the, some from the city. It's a yearly thing. This couple has a house in New Hope, mm-hmm. but they only spend it on the weekends there. So it's one of these like gorgeous, gorgeous. And then they live in Manhattan.
Right.
On 63rd Street, by the way.
Oh. Hey, that's where I used to yes. have an apartment. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I got to say, well, yes, my ex-boyfriend had a place on 63rd, too. Mm-hmm. but anyway, so, but what's nice is obviously they have money, but they also both work full-time and have little kids. And in past years, she did the whole damn thing herself.
Good for her.
Up until 5 in the morning the night before. So I am excited.
Good.
For her to walk into that kitchen at the end and have it be perfectly clean.
Beautiful.
But when we come back, I want to talk about some of the food because I got questions.
Okay.
For Laura.
We'll be back.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-359-9116 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-359-9116. 800-359-9116. 800-359-9116.
And welcome back to Food for Thought.
We're back.
We are talking about my event.
Your client, and it's
this
and
weekend.
And they said specifically like Philadelphia street food?
Yeah, they want a Philly block party theme. So what they want...
Are they on the water, by the way?
Pardon?
Are they on the water in New Hope?
No.
Because I can watch with my binoculars.
No, they're not on the water.
Because I'm on the water.
What makes you think you're not working? Yeah. Don't usually help Dee when she...
I've got Ben is helping me on this one.
I would love to help.
Well, sorry, I already got somebody, Robbie. But
so
I
you're going to do something cheesecake,
so, okay.
cheesesteak related,
okay, so
right?
Cheesesteaks. Now, should I admit to you right now that I've never made a freaking cheesesteak
Are
in my
kidding?
Life? No.
Well, what could be easier than a cheesesteak?
I know, but it's just like, I had to like look it up.
Go buy yourself a Top Round and freeze it.
No, I'm having the butcher. He's,
and he, slice it on the...
He's doing that for me.
Okay.
Butcher's doing that for
but
me.
Are you going to use a Cheese Whiz?
Another good point. I'm going to have
that's
it.
That's kind of what they use.
I know, but no, but listen, Linda, Linda, listen, you know that Facebook thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
With the little boy?
No.
He's talking, oh my God, you got to.
Linda, but Linda.
You've got to watch it. It's this little, like, I think.
Little monster.
Little boy is like 3 and he's arguing with his mother and he's calling her Linda. He's like, no, no, Linda, listen, listen to me. But anyway, so I said to her, you know, I know the authentic deal is Cheese Whiz, but Dee Dee don't do Cheese Whiz. And she said, well, I'm not thrilled about it either. And I said, okay, so can we do provolone? And then I will put a little hot bowl on the side of, you know, the real deal for folks who
want
it.
It's not the same.
Laura.
It's not the same.
Cheese Whiz sucks.
I know. I don't know that I would use Cheese Whiz, but I would use something like American. I wouldn't use.
You know what would be interesting is if you made both and you, like people could choose and you see which one people go for, the Cheese Whiz or the high quality cheese.
Yeah, right. And then what do I do if everybody scarfs down the provolone and I'm left with like a dozen? And they also have to.
Can you invite
minis.
Me over? I'll eat them.
No, if you're doing small ones, and you're saying, put a little sign. Please take note. The chef is doing a subtle taste test.
Only just one thing. Have a little bit of everything.
No, especially if they're mini. I have an idea. They're going to have one of each anyway.
Rob has an idea.
I have an idea. How about you have the two different kinds of cheese, like in a fondue, so that they're both hot, and then you could just pour your choice of cheese.
Mm. You're making me hungry. You realize I'm fasting right now. You're freaking killing me.
Wouldn't that be kind of cool? That would be such an interesting take.
Yeah, but if it melted provolone, like how is that going to... I'd have to keep it real hot.
Fondue plate, right?
I don't know.
A fondue pot.
A fondue pot.
So they also want chicken.
That would be good. I mean,
I think it's kind of cool.
That would
idea.
Be a nice presentation because they have to be hot. The cheese has to be melty.
Right.
And it would heat up the whole thing. Like if the steak got cold.
Would make it easier for you getting them out.
Now I need to find two fondue pots.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. Yeah.
Now I have a giant crock
Amazon.com.
Pot,
I have a crock pot. I don't know. I've got to think.
You could do a combination
out.
Of cheeses.
You're freaking me out. So I'm getting the ribeye, I think it is, or top round. I can't remember.
Top round is
But the guy
use.
Knew what I was talking about. He knew what to suggest. Mm-hmm. And there are different, I looked it up. There are different cuts that people can use. And of course they have to be mini. So then of course finding the mini roll.
Oh, Italian peoples. They have the perfect torpedo rolls. Half tarps they're called. Perfect. This
Where
size.
Are they?
Italian peoples in Trenton.
In Trenton.
I can get them delivered. Tell me when you need them. We get a delivery from Italian people's bakery every morning.
Where are they located?
They're on, down in the Berg in Trenton.
Is it still a Berg? I thought they all moved to
No, there's still a Berg. Italian People's Bakery's been there since like 1920.
I know, but a lot
something.
Of them moved to Robbinsville.
Not them. Same spot. I think it's on Emory Street. Been there since 1922, before my parents,
but that's a bad neighborhood
my parents
now, right?
were born.
Do you get it delivered?
Every day.
Every day?
Yeah.
So if you get a delivery on Saturday, I could come get it?
Correct.
Might do that, because what I'm also doing...
And they're not expensive. Half tarps are... I don't remember how much.
How big?
They're like... what is that? One, two, like maybe three
like a dinner
or four
roll.
Inches by 2 inches. They look exactly like this.
Okay.
They're perfect. We make them all the time.
All right. I am going to look into, because I did post something on Facebook, and everybody had recommendations from Wawa... To Walmart,
no,
to Costco.
No.
Yeah, they're not going to be as good. All right. So now I'm running around the universe because I also, on the menu, so I've got the regular cheesesteaks. I'm also, she wanted to do some chicken steaks for chicken cheesesteaks
right.
for people who don't eat meat.
Right.
Meatball subs.
Yeah.
Baby ones.
Nice.
Sausage and peppers.
Nice. Peppers, onions, potatoes, it should be. Like casino.
Not all the recipes. I mean, I looked up a lot of Philly.
No, but if you go to a street fair in Philly, the peppers and onions also have potato in it. It's like a casino dog. That's what's okay. on the street and on a sausage. Small, little, like, small diced potatoes. Not. It's more peppers and onions than potatoes, but there's potatoes in there.
So I should back up. So the hors d'oeuvres I'm doing is an antipasto, but I'm going to do a jazzed version of antipasto. I'm going to do the pickled vegetables myself.
Okay.
And include vegetables that maybe you wouldn't normally find in a pickled vegetable spread. I'd like to do that. Like maybe some radishes. I'm not sure what else, but definitely mushrooms and carrots and celery. And I'll have to, maybe I'll even do some pickled scallions or.
That sounds good.
And then cheeses, so not just, your typical mozzarella. So I'll do mozz,
uh-huh.
gorgonzola,
uh-huh.
and a sharp parmesan, maybe even a taleggio.
That sounds good.
And I wanted to kind of, and then of course all of
you
the...
You mean sharp provolone, right?
Is that what I said?
You said sharp parmesan. I'm assuming you mean sharp provolone.
I meant sharp provolone.
Yeah.
And then... Of course, all of the meat. So, prosciutto, capicola, salami, soppressata, mortadella,
mm-hmm.
as many as I can get. And then I kind of thought it would be fun to sort of garnish the platters with some deviled eggs. Or is that just too... non-Philly.
I'm not a fan of them, but it sounds pretty.
Might be,
and people like them.
Something different.
They're crowd pleasers.
And then we're doing...
I'm looking up all the food in the Reading Terminal Market right now. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm seeming distracted.
Philly pretzels. So these are the hors d'oeuvres. So get the little baby ones and then the regular ones.
Serve them with mustard.
Mustard, of course.
Which always disgusted me, but...
Why?
Because...
Pretzels and mustard?
Yeah.
Love it.
Uh-uh.
What do you want on your pretzel?
Nothing. I don't even like salt on them.
Oh, that is so weird.
I crumble all the salt off.
Oh, the salt is the best
and
part.
And you want to hear the funniest thing? So you know those super pretzels that they put in the warmers? You know those street pretzels, the big
street
ones?
Street pretzels.
Yeah,
like
they're called super pretzels.
Yeah.
I think you can get them, like purveyors send them, and they're frozen and wet and gross. So at St. Joseph by the Sea High School, my high school, we had those pretzels all the time, but the burner never worked, or the warmer never worked. So literally every single day of high school, every single year that I went to high school, I used to eat one of those wet, slimy pretzels.
Ew.
I know. Disgusting,
that's
right?
Disgusting.
But
that's
delicious.
So the main course then is all those little sandwiches, little cute sandwiches. And
right.
I'm going to serve them in ugly chafing dishes, but she's got these like little boxes that have the red and white check pattern, like paper boxes.
Right.
I was going to put right in.
Like for fish and chips.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Cute. Two kinds of pasta. So one that's just a basic marinara with fresh Parmesan cheese on the side. Mm-hmm. And the other one I'm going to do with broccoli rabe, toasted pine nuts, garlic, olive oil.
That sounds really good.
And probably some roasted red peppers for color.
That sounds really good.
And maybe a little gorgonzola, just to give it one that's a little more special.
Mm-hmm.
And then the kids are having, you know, and then I have to do buttered pasta, of course, for the kids, and chicken fingers.
Right.
And that's it.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, but, you know.
I'm looking at the merchants at Reading Terminal.
I do want
Why
everything
do I
to
seem
be authentic.
To remember
I just
them.
Can't get my head around that Cheese Whiz. I just can't.
No, but I think you
awful.
Should use... I do like the idea of you using the crock pot to have the cheese so that they can put the cheese on it, because it's going to be hot and melty and really get in there. And it's going to save you the trouble of when your sandwiches warm down a bit or cool down a bit. They're going to
do... Well, I'm going to put them...
That sounds
again,
good.
I'm going to put them in chafers, these sandwiches. But not... I'm not going to put the lid on.
Right.
Because
they're going to
the
get soggy.
The bottoms of the sandwiches, I think, will
Yeah, but don't you
the
like
heat.
The idea of them putting warm, melty
yeah,
cheese
I just,
on
now
it?
Yeah, I have to find another crock pot.
Oh, well, I have one.
But,
have
Rob, do you have
size.
One?
No, I'm not saying to do two different types. I'm just saying do one.
I just looked it up on Amazon. You can buy a fondue, very attractive fondue pots for like $10.
I have one, but you said you have one. You just
I
need
have a
one.
Crock pot.
I'm not saying do two different
but what
types.
What is I'm going to do cheese whiz in the one?
No.
Yeah.
Do a combination of cheeses in the one.
But you should do like a cheese whiz version and then a good one.
I disagree.
So
I
they can choose.
What
just
if
make
you
one.
Marry? What if we marry the cheese whiz
with the
with
provolone?
Other
with
cheeses.
That's what I'm saying. One crock pot, different cheeses.
Yeah, I'm thinking, because I don't have a lot of experience with cheese whiz.
Yeah,
I've never been a fan.
Me neither.
But
Velveeta.
When it's hot.
Or Velveeta.
When it's hot, it's really soupy, right? When it's really hot.
No,
like
it's
really
soupy.
I've never had used cheese whiz in my life.
Do you see why this party's freaking me out a little?
It's like a drippy. It's a drippy. Like,
My girlfriend would make a Velveeta dip that was Velveeta... With, what is it? It's called Rotel. It's like tomatoes and jalapeno peppers. She would mix that together to make like a queso kind of dip. I would use that and provolone together.
So just melt up the Velveeta and add
and then
a bunch
they, people
of provolone.
Can choose how much cheese also, because it's very fattening, cheese.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think they're concerned about calories.
No, but they can put... Their own, you know, they can
the guests
it,
can decide how much cheese they want to put on it.
Okay. I'll think about it. There's a lot to think about. So I wanted to get a specialty role from ShopRite. I know you're telling me that I'm going to hold this as a possibility.
Half tarps.
But they do a small club role, but it's still not that small. They said, we can cut them in half. We can cut the dough in half. But then you're going to have, you know, it's still going to look like a cut in half roll. And I'm going to go in there today and say, how about, can't you just like roll it in your hands after you cut it? I'll pay more.
Yeah.
No, get a Peoples.
I'm telling you.
I looked it up. It's half an hour from here.
Yeah, you should get. No, they deliver to me every morning.
I know. Okay, so you can just order an hour from my house. So
I know. But if we did it on a day that we're.
Let's go do a field trip.
Getting doing a radio show, I can bring them.
The party is this Sunday.
Okay, so I can bring them to you on Saturday.
All right. I didn't know you delivered.
I can deliver to you.
You're a special case.
So anyway, that's my weekend party. And then I'm just putting in a proposal for a small wedding in August. And she seemed to really like the menu. So, of course, I'm just praying that she chooses some of the fun stuff and not the stuff that everybody orders every single time.
And she's going to choose everything that she picks is going to be what everybody picks all the time.
Scallops wrapped in bacon, really?
Hello.
Crab cakes,
30
lollipop lamb chops
of catering.
I know that's the part I can't stand.
They pick the same stuff.
That's the part I can't stand.
Once in a blue moon.
I know. Yeah. And when they once in a blue moon order something a little more exotic, or I add an hors d'oeuvre that really turned out to be quite the hit, and it was like a grilled bread. So toasted but grilled, and then brushed with a little olive oil, and then some sautéed fennel and wild mushrooms.
That sounds good.
And then some kind of cheese melted on top. But, you know, stuff like that. I mean, it's not anything crazy or fancy, but at least it's not what everybody orders. And somebody finally orders it, and it's like, yay.
Yeah. Well, maybe they'll surprise you and pick something interesting. People do what we do when you're thinking about feeding crowds, especially bride and groom. They're thinking, oh, Aunt Edith isn't going to like that, and Uncle Joe's not going to like that. And, you know, they stick to the main.
Everybody's getting the same thing. I know.
Yeah. You know, you have more of a likelihood of more interesting foods on the little jobs you do, the little dinner parties for 10 people.
Yeah, but you can also get a little octopus and just get a smaller
portion of that. People aren't going to do that for a wedding. They're not going to do it for a...
Well, it's actually not the actual wedding. It's sort of like they're getting married in California, and then mom is having this at her house, just a little get-together, and it's going to be heavy hors d'oeuvres. It's not a sit-down. So maybe they'll get adventurous. Okay.
You'll report back.
I know. I know what they're going to say.
Be prepared.
I know what they're going to say.
You'd be having that spinach
shrimp cocktail. Wow. Can't wait to make that.
Mediterranean vegetable display.
Yeah. Med platter. Mm-hmm. Woo.
Chicken flow. All right. We're done.
We're out of time.
I can't believe how quickly that went.
So we might have a location taping next week, or
I don't know. I'm working on it.
Okay, so join us. Please come listen with us next week. Hopefully, we'll have a location taping. But if not, we'll certainly have a lot of discussion about food.
And happy Memorial Day to everybody.
Oh yeah,
happy Memorial Day. Woo!
See you then.
Hamburgers and hot dogs.
See you then.